Thank you for calling.
Hi, Patrick. This is Cephas.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing good. I was just told to have a phone call with you and go over some of the stuff for my book. And I was told that you are one of the best in the job. So.
Mm-hmm. First of all, so welcome on board. I have just sent you an email. Did you get my email?
I did, and I'm working on the one with the book cover one. I cannot seem to get the other one to work on my email, the other attachment that you sent.
Okay, just hold on for a second. Let me just open that email.
Absolutely.
Thank you. So first of all, so welcome on board, and before we jump into the progress, can you just let me know about something about your book, what it's all about?
All right, hold on, I'm at work. I'll be with you in just a second, all right?
Mm-hmm, no problem.
I do apologize about that. You still there?
Yep, I'm here.
Okay, so it's basically about my life in the foster.
No problem.
Go ahead.
No problem. Let me explain you that how we're going to work. First of all, just tell me one thing. Which form is able to access you? I mean, are you able to download both forms? The one is the name with the book editing form, and the other one is the book cover form. Are you able to download both of them?
I was able to do the book cover one, and I'm going to send that in as soon as I can. The other one was the one that I was having trouble with.
No problem. I'm going to help you out with this. So before we move forward with this, can you just tell me something about your book, what it's all about?
Okay, so it's basically the story of my life in the foster care facility, the good, the bad, and some of the very, very ugly parts of it. And I have told the place that I'm writing about, I've already told them that I am going to be writing about it. Due to certain situations, not everything is explained in the book, and names and and places and things have all been changed
okay.
due to the sensitivity
of it.
Let's talk
about you.
Yes.
Exactly. So what's the current status of your book? I mean, the book is finished, or is this, I need to add on more in this, or the book is completed?
So I'm still working on it. Right now I've been going back and editing it, trying to add more.
Chapters?
So, yes.
Okay, so the book is not completed yet. So still you are working
correct.
On it.
Yeah.
Okay, no problem.
Hey, I hate to do this to you, but I am at work, and I got a customer I got to deal with. I'll be right back. Is that okay?
No problem, no problem, no problem.
All right, thank you.
No problem. You can give me a call back. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay. And
now, you mentioned previously that you have already given the team 2 to 4 categories.
that I'm back.
Yep, no problem. By the way, you're at work?
Yes, I am.
Ah, no problem, no problem. Okay, let's, I'm just need to tell you some more thing with regard to the form so that it will be easy for you to understand and you can share back whenever you get time, okay? So there are a few things that
okay.
I have to discuss with you. So far, things are going
okay.
in the right direction, but what are your primary objective with this book? I mean, are you just planning to publish this book for the entertaining readers or to earn money from this? Or just getting good reviews from the audience? What do you have in your mind?
Really just to inform people of what it's like and, you know, and sell it, you know.
Yep.
And I mean, no author wants to publish and then not release it, you know. And what I really want is to see my book in stores like Barnes & Noble or even Walmart
okay.
or Target.
Okay. And where do you feel your book needs most work? I mean,
honestly, this is my first time ever doing this, so a lot. I think more details, which is kind of hard. And then just making it a little bit bigger, you know? And then really just closing and opening it, the chapters. I have a hard time going through with that.
Okay,
so
and are you planning
to
include any photos or graphics in your book?
Can you ask that again?
I'm saying, are you planning to include any photographs or graphics in your book?
No photographs at all. Because it is about foster kids, so our identities are very protected. Maybe an author's photograph, probably.
Yep, it will be required for the book cover.
That's the only photo.
Yep, it will be required for the book
cover. Okay.
Yep, just one last thing, then we can jump on the book cover. Just tell me one quick thing. Why will readers be interested in your book? What is the unique point in your book?
I think part of it is because it's pulling the heartstrings and showing the foster children they're not monsters. Yeah, they struggle when they get out. Yeah, they have a higher chance of suicide. Yeah, they have a higher crime rate. But it just shows the inside life of what it's like, and it pulls on people's heartstrings, really.
That's great. And who do
there's
you
some funny things. There's, say what?
I'm saying that, and who do you plan on selling your book? I mean, do your close friend, colleagues, or the general market?
Just general.
General, right.
Anybody who will read it, I guess, yeah.
Exactly. And what about the book cover? Like, do you have something in your mind? Because let me just guide you with this. The purpose of sharing these two... Yeah. Can I go ahead with this?
What
I just need to explain one
thing. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, for sure. Thank you. The purpose of sharing this form with you is just to take some clarity from your side at what exactly the work on we have to progress ahead. So basically, the book cover form that I have shared with you, you just need to fill out this form in which you have to provide me the details. For example, what size of the book you have in your mind. I mean, either we can go with this 6x9 standard size that is normally used for the publication process, or if the book contains pictures or images or illustrations, so we can go with the another size, okay, that is 8x10. So, but what I prefer you that we can go with the 6x9 size, that is the standard size, because your book does not have the photos and any illustration. Sounds good?
Okay.
So,
that sounds perfect.
So what my question is to you that for the book cover, I believe that the book cover is not ready yet. So we have a team of illustrators who can work and who can design that whatever you have in your mind, what you just need to do, you just have to drop down the detailed book cover description, that what exactly book cover you're looking for. Even you can attach one sample picture. If you have any picture that you can attach and you want to show in the book cover. So what I can do best for you, I can share the same with my illustrator. He will design two or three mock-up for you so that out of two mock-up, you can choose any one, and then we can go ahead by proceeding this. Sounds good?
Absolutely. Yeah, that sounds perfect. I did have an idea in mind. I just really, just to show the element of the book is just a picture, well, not even a picture, just of a blacked out human silhouette facing a wall, you know, because the title of the book's Overcomer, the Confessions of a Broken Child.
Exactly.
So I thought that would be really cool.
Yeah. So whatever you have in your mind, you can mention. I mean, if you will find out in the book cover form, you will find out a question over there regarding the book cover description. You can provide me the book cover description in writing, and then I can share the same with my team, and then they will design a book cover for you, and I can share some of the book cover with you, and then as per your request, we can finalize any one of them. Okay. And what you just need to do that if you are not able to download the form, so I'm going to share an email with you in which you can just directly go and answer these questions that are in the form so that it will be easy for you. Or I can send an email again by attaching the form in PDF version so that you can directly download. So it will be easy for you. Okay?
Okay. Could you do it with a PDF file so I can print it off, fill it out, and then rescan it and send it in?
Yep. Even we can do it this week. No problem. I can share the PDF file with you. And whatever is easy for you, I'm here to support you with this. No problem.
Okay. Absolutely. And I really thank you for working with me. I will have a lot of questions. I do work odd hours, mainly throughout the night, because it's kind of like a surprise for my family. They don't know that I actually have a publisher now. So if you get emails at like 12:30 at night, that's wise, because I work odd hours, and that's best time for me to focus and channel it all.
I totally understand. No
and
problem.
Email is really easy for me to use.
Yep. I totally understand, buddy. No problem. Whenever you get time, I'm here to facilitate you. We don't need to worry about this.
Okay.
If you want to plan a call, you can just drop me an email, and we can schedule a call. I totally understand. By the way, what work
do
you do?
I work for Hardee's, and I'm also a firefighter, so.
Oh, that's great. I wish you good luck, and whenever you get time, drop me an email, and I'm going to share a PDF file with you, so you can just go print it out and fill this form and share it back with me, okay?
All right, thank you. I appreciate it, and I can't wait to
appreciate
work with you
your time,
in the future.
And yeah, for sure. Thank you so much for your time. Have a great day.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, you too.